What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful Select Q&A show. It is great to be back talking with you guys, answering your questions. I want to thank Corey Brennan. I want to thank Kate, Alex, Joel, and Jeremy, who all did Q&As in my absence, as well as Grapsody, of course, who did Ask Grapsody yesterday. But whenever I'm not able to give you guys a Q&A or really anything, I like to make sure that we go above and beyond and give you guys a wide array of those. So if you guys like those, maybe we'll do them more often because, I'm just interested in whatever it is that you guys want for your $5 a month. So I just want to say thank you guys for understanding and returning with such great questions as you did today. Very excited to be back here with you guys. Do you have any update on Bobby Lashley? Yeah, I mean, they knew he was injured as of Monday. So that him being removed isn't necessarily a big surprise within the company. Angelo Dawkins is not expected to win that match tonight, but I think it's a good spot for him. I know a lot of people said, well, Montez Ford, but Tama Tonga is going to win that match. And I think it's a good spot for Angelo Dawkins, but they knew that he was sidelined. Do you think Omega will be back in time for Wembley? I'm sure they hope so, but he's getting surgery for diverticulitis, so I would be very, very surprised by that. When can we expect CM Punk back? I would say this summer. Same with Seth Rollins. I had been told they expected to have him factored in around the draft being Seth Rollins, but I was told that was just him being drafted. But I look at that and I was like, you know, he'll probably try to force his way back earlier than he should because of who he is. And Seth Rollins has a love for the game, man. CM Punk was hoping to be back much sooner from this injury than the previous one that he had. Sean, any idea on Chuck Taylor's status? Yes, he is not expected to wrestle again. That could always change, as we saw with Edge, with Christian, with Saraya and the like, Bryan Danielson. But as of now, there are no plans for him to continue to wrestle. I know a lot of people will say, well, why did they let him do that match? He wanted to do it. It was very important to him from what I understood. He understood the risks associated with it. He's also been training as a coach producer the last few months as well. Status on Miro. He is still sidelined. They had hoped that he would be back in like 2 or 3 months, and that just wasn't the case. I don't know if he is still injured, but as of Revolution, when they wanted to do Meet Madness, he was, and it was behind schedule. Heard any more on Mania in London? They wouldn't do that unless there was an incredible site fee associated with it, unless the gate amount that they would get is so insane that it would make up for it. That's what happened in France, but I haven't heard anything else. With MJF needing shoulder surgery, was this decided at their meeting the Thursday after Dynamite in Boston? I'm looking at that with a side eye. Listen, man, I have covered MJF's career extensively. I know him a little bit. I've had no conversations with him regarding that, but I'm looking at that with a big side eye. I'm not looking at that and saying, oh yeah, of course he had surgery. I haven't heard anything like that other than the reports. Not saying it did or didn't happen, but this seems like the type of thing to me where just all of a sudden he pops up in a few weeks and it's like, here I am, got you good, you fuckers. That's what that seems like to me. If you aggregate that, you're a dope, by the way. Status on Natalya's situation, did she re-sign? Not yet. They're in talks. Sean, I know you're a big Battle Royal fan. What did you think of the old World War III matches in WCW? I'm a sucker for Battle Royals. Those were always messy, rarely good, and I still enjoyed them. I just really, really like those, man. I was a fan of them. Condolences to you and your family. Any word on the Wyatt Six before or at SummerSlam and who's in the group? I would be surprised if it wasn't before SummerSlam, but word is Nikki Cross, Eric Rowan, Dexter Lumis, Joe Gacy, Bo Dallas. I would love to see Alexa involved. I would love to see Braun involved. Or like him, Braun sort of like feuding with all of them. Laura says, hi, Sean. Wondering about Mike Rome. I know he and Alicia are switching, but did something happen to him? He was not at Mania or Backlash, which is why I'm curious if there's an answer. I'm told the reason that he was given was like budget stuff is why he wasn't brought for Mania. And they're only going to bring one person for Backlash for 5 matches. But from what I understood, he seemed to be pretty happy with the move to NXT. It's a lot less travel as well. If you could pick the five best opponents for Cody to face this year for the title that aren't Rock or Roman, who would they be? Well, I'm not going to say like five best this year. That would be very tough for me to wedge all those in. I just hope they don't do like, I hope they don't do the feuds where he faces the same people three times and beats them three times in a row. To me, I think the most interesting five opponents in a title match for Cody besides Rock and Roman are Gunther, first off, Braun Breaker as an undefeated emerging guy, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, all of whom are on Raw. So I've got to wedge some SmackDown people in there. Randy Orton, obviously, they've got history. So that would be my fifth one. I think they've got a lot of building to do on SmackDown with his opponents. I thought they did really good with AJ Styles. Like, AJ Styles at this stage, you know, isn't what he was 10 years ago, of course. But he, man's going to be 47 soon. He's still unbelievable. But what they did was they gave you a first-time match on pay-per-view. They didn't touch much leading up to it. They didn't have a bunch of, like, tag team and six-mans and all that stuff. And then they went out and they killed it. They had a main event caliber match on a big pay-per-view, hot crowd. That's what I want out of pro wrestling. That's what I want. I want to see people in main events of pay-per-views or pay-per-views in general that I haven't seen a bunch of times. Is AEW doing anything to amp up local promotion to increase attendance? Yes, they are. They're working on that. SRS, what's going on with Ricky Starks? He's saying he's not injured, yet he's not being used on TV. Unfortunately, that happens with a lot of people, and it seems to happen with him a lot more. I don't know why he isn't being used. I know that there aren't plans to continue the Big Bill story or Big Bill team, which we'll have more on this week, though. Is an Adam Page return in the card soon? I'd love to see him in the Hollywood Hogan role of the Elite Civil War. I mean, he's not injured or anything, so it's just a matter of them figuring out whenever it is that he's coming back. Do you expect Julia to be working simultaneously in Marigold and WWE until she moves to U.S. full-time? I expect, and this is expect, not a report, that once she's over in the U.S., she'll be working for them, for WWE only. Welcome back, SRS. Hope you're doing any well. Heard any updates on Jimmy Uso's status? Yes, he is injured, not factored in anytime soon as of the draft. That could always change. I don't know what the specific injury is. Ty says, have you tried the cheese yet? So, I don't accept gifts or anything like that from wrestling companies. I do accept tokens of apology in that regard. So the note I'll keep. They knew I was going to post it. For those that don't know what was going on, Triple H made an offhand comment deflecting from a question about Drew Gulak on Saturday and implied that Fightful and PW Insider weren't credible. I wasn't happy about it considering the nature of when it happened and we work really, really, really hard. And more than that, I was like, just like, ugh, the reaction to this is going to be so dumb. And I jokingly said, I want all the finest French cheeses sent to my home as a token of apology. This is a reference to Alfred Kanawha, who, in addition to being a big dumb bitch, also posts the WWE and AEW Fast Nationals on Twitter, which clearly come loaded with intent there. And he once posted a picture of a cheese plate that a WWE Peacock media event had sent to him. And people always give him shit for it. So I said, you know what? I want my cheese as a token of apology. And they sent me French cheese. They found a local Connecticut shop and they FedExed some to myself and Mike Johnson overnight. Now, listen, I'll keep the note, but I am not keeping the cheese or eating the cheese or anything like that. We gave that away to a teacher in our area. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. So I appreciate the token of apology, the little rib there. Wish it wouldn't have ever been said or necessitated, but a nice little rib that I appreciated. Do you see Camille showing up at Double or Nothing in some capacity, possibly as muscle for Mercedes? I think that's the best role for her, Paul. And I think that would be really, really good. And traveling with and learning from Mercedes would be very, very good. I think that could be their Shawn and Diesel of the women's division. I think it'd be really, really great. Any word on the future of Isaiah Cassidy? His promo sounded like a private party breakup was coming. I don't know. Mark Quinn's been sidelined with elective surgery, but I would love to see Private Party get an actual run before that happened. Any news on if more King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring matches will be on live events? They could just abruptly decide to do qualifiers and the like. However, I know they're planning on running highlights of the King of the Ring matches on Raw, and we're going to run fan cam footage regardless. Manuel says, is there plans for Liv and Dom? We see them interacting more. They definitely want you to think that. I can't sit there and say, oh, I know the creative plans for them, but they definitely want you to think about it. Them running into each other, the Liv purple scarf or bandana in her pocket, and all that stuff. They definitely want you to think it. Any talk of WWE using Sphere for Mania 41 weekend? I've heard some wrestling information regarding the Sphere. I can't say it's that weekend or anything, but I'll have a story up very soon. How about that? I'll run something over the next week. If I were WWE, I would, and I would charge out the ass. Out the ass. Do you see WWE being interested in the Tonga Twins? I'd expect NXT would be a good start. NXT would be a perfect place for them, but they haven't wrestled much. They did wrestle on AEW a few times a few years ago, but they need to get some indie reps. Or if they want to get signed, they can just get signed and go to the Performance Center if there's interest there. But they need it out of WOW in order to grow. They seem like wonderful girls, too. Is Sammy Guevara under suspension or has that ended? His suspension is over and he was still backstage throughout a lot of that. Have you heard of WWE actually going into Chicago for a show? United Center would be perfect. It was for Punk's AEW debut and I believe they did a house show once. Sorry for being long-winded. No need to apologize. They have to, right? I mean, they've got CM Punk. You need to maximize what you can in that Chicago market. It's a very, very good market. So if I were them, I would be running, a little bit of everywhere in and around Chicago in order to maximize that. I mean, you have to. While you've got them, make your foothold firm in that market, especially one that AEW runs so much. People asking for a Joe Hendry contract update. Well, he signed in September of 2022. So his deal, if he signed a two-year deal, would be up later this fall. Largely, they have people signing three-year deals. I'll look into this. People asking if AEW still has the rights to Bullet Club Gold or Bullet Club in general because they've been using the Bang Bang Gang. They still have Bullet Club Gold t-shirts up. The AEW roster shows Bullet Club Gold. Shop AEW shows Bullet Club Gold. So if so, they haven't completely integrated that out as of yet. Hi, Sean. Glad to have you back. When Koshay Irby came to AEW, the shift we were to anticipate was for AEW to run bigger markets. However, they're set to run Palm Springs, California, Loveland, Colorado, Council Bluffs, Iowa, which aren't big markets and haven't been drawing well based on recent estimates. Why not run nearby bigger markets like San Diego, Denver, and Omaha? Loveland is a puzzling one, man. That one I don't quite understand, but Palm Springs is puzzling as well. Council Bluffs, maybe not as much, but I wish I had an answer for that. I'm willing to see how they draw in comparison to the last time that they've been there, though. I think that Koshay Irby and even they've got a new live events director as well, so we may have to wait to see some of that unfold. But I know there were a lot of buildings that were already booked. I mean, they had booked some 9-10 months ahead. Don't know if these were some of them, but I do know that once Koshay Irby came in, none of those were like ones hard and fast, got to keep them besides the Canada dates. Has there been any interest in Jorge Masvidal as a wrestler? Thought he looked good in his AEW appearances before. No, I mean, at this point, I think all due respect to Masvidal, I think the bloom is off the rose for a lot of that. I mean, he peaked in popularity 5 years ago, and he's lost 4 straight MMA fights. The time to capitalize on his popularity came and went. And I think that is something with MMA that a lot of wrestling companies have sort of discovered. It used to be a big deal to have people from MMA come over in any regard, but Man, you saw the reaction to Tito Ortiz, Rampage Jackson. It doesn't always work. Can AEW and WWE run the same building within a month? Well, it can if WWE runs after AEW, because I don't think that exclusivity is there. The rule is that AEW can't promote theirs until after WWE has run their show if it's a very short amount of time there. Is AEW keeping Britt off TV because she's not 100%? I don't know if she's 100% or not, but I do know that she wants on TV. Any plans for Roman's return? Well, they have plans for Roman's return. I just don't know what it is right now. Is there any truth to rumors circulating on social media that Jacob Fatu would outshine Solo in the current Bloodline story? I mean, that's more of a prediction or an anticipation. I think that anybody that has seen Jacob Fatu knows that there's a good chance he could outshine almost anybody. He's really, really great. I see a lot of people asking about an update on when he's going to show up. I've never been given that information. Like, I've never been told, yeah, he's showing up this week, et cetera, et cetera. He is signed to WWE. It is a great signing. As best I can tell, he is a main event caliber talent. He's going to deliver. Like, he is a guy that I'm surprised they didn't sign a long time ago. And he's going to reinvigorate this storyline, let me tell you. Any word on why WWE decided to drop the Universal name and only calls it the Undisputed WWE Championship? Is the Universal Championship still active? Well, one, it was very long-winded. Very long-winded. According to WWE, when I've asked, the Universal Championship is active. Now, right now, they have the Universal Championship, WWE Championship, and the World Heavyweight Championship. However, Universal and WWE Championship are unified, but it is still listed internally and on the website as being active. If you go to the website right now, it says that Cody Rhodes has a reign of 32 days. Will the increasing likelihood that WBD is losing the NBA speed up negotiations with AEW? I don't think it will speed them up, but I do think it will enhance AEW's leverage an awful lot. And if I were them, I would not be as eager to get a deal done until after that, because it does look like WBD is going to lose that, and that is a major part of WBD programming. Any chance free agents like Mustafa Ali get considered for events like Forbidden Door? I don't doubt that he could be integrated into that show as a New Japan representative, if that's what you mean. With former IWGP champ Okada holding the Continental title, former IWGP champ Will Ospreay gunning for and likely winning the International title, and Grand Slam champ Adam Copeland holding the TNT title, do you feel like AEW is making a concentrated effort to elevate the importance or prestige of its secondary belts? Yes, I think that they want you to look at their titles and say, look, world champion caliber wrestlers hold these titles. I felt like that was important for the TNT title. When Cody Rhodes won the TNT title, it was because he wasn't allowed to win the world title, or else he probably would have. If Britt shows up in a non-wrestling capacity, do you think there's any chance Rebel will be worth it? Can't understand why TK removed her from TV and while she's still being paid. I think that Rebel should be integrated into TV. She's still with the company. Is Danhausen still with AEW? Yeah, technically. He just hasn't been around much lately. Are there any signatures or finishers that a certain wrestler has that would fit another one better, even ones that men do that would fit a female wrestler? I support SAP because no crap, just SAP. Well, thank you. This is a really great question. I've got to really consider it. I think Jade should integrate a choke slam. I think she should integrate Carmella's Code of Silence as well. God, that would look brutal from her. Probably a Cobra Clutch as well. I think that would be really great for Jade. Bailey's Rose Plant is one I would love to see her do something a little bit different. I would just love to see a good old DDT or something like that, or just something a little bit different, because she's so good and I think it would work out a lot better for her. I feel like Liv might need something besides Oblivion, not because of her, but because it's really inconsistent for the opponent to take. And we don't see anybody using anything like the Texas Cloverleaf as a finisher. I think the Cyclone Suplex right now is one that I think would be a transitional move, unfortunately. But I think that if they got finishers, like sort of out of nowhere finishers, oh boy, that would add an awful lot. I think the old proto bomb from John Cena would be good. A modified Blue Thunder, I think, would be really great. Somebody using the Fisherman Suplex as one, I think that would be good. Sometimes I think you need to bring back some of the old finishers. To me, there is nothing more devastating than a good old-fashioned DDT. The Glorious DDT, shit, I used that on the indies. I never win anymore, but I used that on the indies, and it's so easy. You just elevate, swing the person, they pancake flat, and there you go. And Bobby Roode's probably not using that anytime soon. I don't know if he's wrestling anymore. Using a Famaster today in WWE, I think would be really, really good and useful. The Sky High. Man, I would love that for somebody. Using the Sky High would be really, really good. There's a ton of moves, even from like the Attitude Era, that just don't get used as much. Or maybe I just don't see it as much these days. But man, you can create a few complete move sets on TV just out of some of that. I love the old school curtain call from Goldust as well, where you lift him up, which is similar to Finn Balor's move that he does, but you know, not quite. He drops him at a bit of a different angle. Oh, I love questions about move sets, man. With the recent shenanigans at AEW shows regarding terrible behavior by a few individuals, who can we as a responsible community reach out to after shows to kind of give feedback to how security is doing, or maybe something they didn't catch? Honestly, I bet Security Sam from AEW would love to hear that feedback. That dude is very good at his job. He takes it very seriously, and he cares about protecting that talent. I can tell you that from firsthand witness accounts. That man is good at his job, and he really, really cares about the talent and protecting them, and cares about the fans and protecting them as well. That guy's been at it for decades and decades and is a master at what he does. But you can't have your eyes on everything, so if he misses something, let him know in a respectful way. What direction do you see Hangman going when he's back? Got to be involved with the Elite or Swerve in some capacity. Some capacity. Any news on WWE's reported interest of Nakajima? AEW's interested as well. Everybody should be interested in him. Do you know if WWE has any interest in Hikuleo? They did last year. I'm going to ask about him now, though. That's what I'm going to do. Have you heard anything about NXT Europe, or has it fallen into the abyss? I think it's probably fallen into the abyss. But I'll ask about that, too. Is Dakota Kai's losing streak building to something? It wasn't as of last week when I asked. Wanted to know if there's any news about the possible direction of Unholy Union. I hadn't heard of any creative plans when they got drafted over. There were some people surprised, but they think that it's going to be a much more appropriate brand for them and an opportunity for them to shine. I think they should get pushed and get a tag team title match in Scotland. What's your favorite Conway Twitty song? And if you know it, what was your grandmother's? I've never listened to Conway Twitty. She did. So any Conway Twitty I heard was because she listened to it. Do you think that when Raw moves to Netflix, the look and design of the show will change? Yes, I do. What would you say Jen Pepperman's biggest contributions have been since joining AEW? A lot of experience. Oh, a wealth of experience. And experience dealing with a variety of personalities within WWE, as well as making Mercedes comfortable. That's who Mercedes wanted to do business with, and that's who she got. Fightful question for you. Could we get Corey and the SGS crew to do more Q&As? Maybe alternate the weeks of Ask Grapsity. Tim, I love that idea. So I know Corey has been interested in doing more stuff in general like that. And I mean, at this point, he is the NXT insider, without a doubt. So I would be interested in having Corey do some more of that as well. He's growing at a great, great pace here at Fightful. Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.